We're talking about a segment of the Beltway around Washington, D.C., where it should take you 23 minutes to go along that 10 or 15 mile route, and it takes you nearly an hour and a half. The three steps toward improving mobility is certainly increasing capacity. That's one, as a basic principle. The second is to really look at ways of allocating that capital or that investment in a way that's efficient and productive, and that's using market-oriented thinking. That includes, at this point, we'd have to use cost-benefit analysis and that type of thing. But the third principle is by using comprehensive pricing. Really overlay a market-oriented framework on top of physical infrastructure. So in terms of the future, in terms of how we're going to decide what roads are put where, it really can rely and should rely on pricing. This is not without precedent historically. Trolley lines were extended out to new areas to facilitate urban development. And those were fully, in many cases, they were fully paid for by the private sector, by the land developers. So it's really a question of updating a principle that got lost in the 20th century and using modern technology with all the efficiencies that have come with that, as well as a good market-oriented framework to thinking about transportation that allows us to update it and really provide for efficient investments. But the bottom line is that if you're not willing to pay for the investments in infrastructure, that infrastructure probably should not be invested. So all three things have to come together in order for us to make a meaningful impact on mobility in the United States.